Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you said your piece last night about the call, but I do have a couple of general replay-type questions for you. I think the average fan's standard, gold standard of replay would probably be the NFL, just because there's so many camera angles, there's so many different views that that refs can look at, and yet they still get it wrong on occasion. That proves the number of cameras and such isn't necessarily a fix, is it?
No, it's hard sometimes, Schultz. And I don't know what camera angles they were looking at, but the bottom line is the one we were looking at right on the monitor and on the Jumbotron, I thought was pretty conclusive that it was a high stick. You take a look at the CCHA highlights, which is the same one. I thought it was pretty conclusive. It was a high stick and it was off his blade. So I don't know what they're looking at, but I thought, there's no question. There's no way that was below 4 feet.
Technology is getting better all the time. AAA Baseball just announced this week that they're going to go to automated ball and strike calls. That they can figure out if a baseball is 3 feet off the ground and whether or not it's over the plate. You look at golf. They can track a ball and see how high it is at its apex. They can track its spin rate. They can do all sorts of cool stuff. Technology is getting better. What have the conversations been at the national coaching level about what might be out there?
I don't know. We're going to be behind. And you got to remember this, Schultz. That's Major League Baseball behind it. I mean, that's always financial. And we've done a lot financially to do what we're doing with the camera angles that we have at Bemidji and all the other rinks. But, I mean, how much farther can you go? Because everything with technology comes at a price. And then eventually that technology gets a little older. Then there's new technology, and it comes at a price. So there's to a certain degree, you have to have technology, but can you afford it? So I think at our level, you're always going to have that human element, and that human element is called referees, and they're going to have to make some decisions, and sometimes they're going to be looking at things, and it's going to be hard to overturn like last night.
It's just so prevalent right now to Beaver fans because the Gopher game, the inconclusive weather, they couldn't find the puck. Certainly front and center to your fans. How did your guys react last night on the bench after that?
I don't know. You just move on. I don't know if they – I can't remember, to be honest with you. It's not like our guys – it's one thing – I think sometimes people think, well, we just talk about things all the time. We don't talk about things. You just move on just what you do. So I don't know. They really didn't say anything. I mean, it is what it is, and you got to get back on the horse, and you got to play. So no, nothing was said on the bench.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. First goal last night, Tom, is a picture-perfect goal in this rink, isn't it? Get the thing to the net.
Yeah, when we worked on it the other day in practice, that was gratifying, is that we worked on surprise shots, funnels, whatever you want to call them, missed shots from bad angles, it was great to see a goal being scored with it.
Fans that haven't been here, and I don't even know if you can tell the difference just by watching it even on flow, but corners are non-existent. There's no room behind the net. I'm not even sure the goal line gets all the way to the corner. The circles are so low, so there's so much room up above the circle. Face-off plays are a lot different here just because everything is so compact. The puck moves so quick. It takes guys some time to get used to all that, doesn't it?
No, it does, Schultz. It's a ping-pong match here, and the games are at a high speed level right here versus any other rink, including Ferris State. It's even faster here than in Ferris State.
How do face-off plays change here?
I don't know if they change. So much of face-off plays, and actually Travis Winter and I were talking about this morning, because they were pretty good on the face-off dot again last night, and we weren't. And they do some good things on the face-off, on power play face-offs, and we have to modify some things. So I think like anything, face-off plays are good when you win a face-off clean. If you don't win a face-off clean, face-off plays are non-existent. Then you just got to, now you got to obviously get the puck to the net, or whatever, put the puck low, put the puck to the net, whatever it might be. But the only time face-off plays work is if you win a face-off clean. And that's why I'm not a big fan of face-off plays, because sometimes what happens, guys are guys want to get to their spots on a faceoff win before they've won the faceoff. And that's why I just want you to concentrate on winning the faceoff. Let's get it back. Let's get a shot through. And I think you're more apt to score goals like that than the gimmicky ways.
I didn't think of this question until after the game last night, but with the circles so low, do you start your defensemen lower?
No, we don't. We keep things pretty standard. We keep things pretty standard on what we want to do. I think you can't change everything. I think there's some nuances of this rink you have to change for. Then eventually you got to play hockey.
Game-winning goal. I haven't watched a replay of it. Schmeichler draws a lot of attention. Was that any factor in that goal last night?
Well, he was a factor because he just gets things done offensively. But he just put the puck on net, and it went off Scholzi's stick because it came from a weird angle. So, and it went right to the slot. And we had a guy next to him, and that guy had offensive side positioning. And that's, you know, we just kind of we froze for a split second. That's all it takes.
Can you get drastically better in the faceoff circle in one night?
I don't know. It's been a while, and we got to get better there, Scholzi. And I don't know what to say because is it psychological? Are guys gripping their stick? Are technically, are we doing the wrong things? There could be a variety of different things. Are we getting help on the flank? I think you can. I think so much of it is mind over matter, is confidence. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not getting it done on the faceoff, and that doesn't help you win games.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Scholzi.
Tom Cerutori.